Certainly it's good to be here in the house of the Lord this morning. I could go home right now and say I've had church.
Amen.
We've had a good Sunday school, had good singing, and felt a good spirit here. I mean, I always feel at home when I come down here to Grace Tabernacle Church, and the Lord's always been good to us, and He's always blessed us when we come down here. Had good meetings, had good revivals, had good services. And I'm glad to be where the Lord is this morning, Brother David. I'm glad that the Lord's here, and He's sent us down here for a reason, like you said.
Yes.
Amen. And when I heard the Sunday school, I was glad that the Sunday school kind of relates to what the Lord put on my heart, and maybe it'll be a help to somebody out there. I don't know. It just depends on how you take it and what you make of it. Amen. When the Lord can use His Word, He said it won't go out and return to Him void. He'll be able to accomplish what He sends it to do. Amen. And if you got a need in your life, I'd like to say right now, the altar is open. You won't bother me a bit. If you got to come and pray, amen, that's what this altar is for. There's a song that says, that's what this altar is for. Amen. If you got a need and you got something laying heavy on your heart, Jesus said, come. Amen. He didn't say, come after the minister got done preaching. He didn't say, come after the singers got done singing. He said, come now and let us reason together.
Amen.
Hey, if you got burdens and if you're heavy laden, come and lay them down. And He said, take my yoke upon you, for my burden is easy. Amen. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm glad, amen, that Jesus carries our burden on His shoulders. If you got your Bible, turn with me this morning. Amen. We'll get right on into the message this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. As I was studying last night on the service or in the Word of God, I just felt a need in my spirit to sit down and study the Word of God. And, amen. It was along about 10 o'clock or something like that in the morning, and begin to sit down and study the Word, and started reading in this passage here. Didn't really know where to read. Just started flipping through and reading here. And about 5 or 6 minutes later, Brother David called and asked me if I'd come. Said he'd been working on his pipes and they'd been a leaking and they'd maybe a busted. I don't remember what he said, but amen. He said that I need some help. I've kind of been stressed out this week. I've got a lot of stuff on my plate, and I'd like for you to come and preach for me if you ain't got nowhere to go. I said, I'll be there. I said, I thank the Lord. I got a place
praise
to preach
the
in the morning. And come down there and decided to call the brother, and Brother Brian here, and said, come on down here with me, and we'll come on down to the church and have us a good meeting. And the Lord's just blessed this week. He's blessed us, and He's good to us.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in chapter 5, amen, I'm going to read just a few verses, and we'll see where the Lord takes it here. He says in verse 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that wrought hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk not by faith, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body, and to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Wherefore we labor that we, whether we be present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in this body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Amen. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. That's be as far as we read this morning. Appreciate you standing for the reverence of the Word of God. And I tell you what, this has just been boiling over in me since we've been in Sunday school. And, amen, I can relate exactly to what you mean about being stressed out. You know, Brother David, some things we're responsible for, but a lot of times as pastors, as preachers, as even Christians, amen, we feel like it's our duty to do everything in the world and try to fix everything in the world, but I got news for you. We're not God. Amen. God is the only one that can fix everything in the world. And He's the only one that can make everything just fit in the right places. Amen. Hey, we can try to do the best we can, and we can try to work around some things, and a lot of times we'll make a big mess of it. Amen. Not just for ourselves, but amen, that affects, amen, our ability to minister to other people. That affects our ability to, amen, be preaching the Word of God as He'd have us to be. Amen. And I'm glad today that God has made a way of escape. Amen. A lot of times temptation is not only a temptation to lust after flesh. It's not only a temptation, amen, to do something that's evil. Sometimes we're tempted, amen, to bite off more than we can chew. Amen. God said that He will, with every temptation that comes our way, amen, make a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. God makes a way of escape. Amen, for all the temptations we go through. He said over in Hebrews, I think it's chapter 2, down about verse 8 or 18, I can't never remember, but talks about he, in that He has suffered Himself being tempted. He is able to succor them that are tempted. Amen, that means to help, to aid. A lot of times we think we can do it on our own, but we can't, folks. Amen, we need the help of the Lord, amen, to be able to do the work that He's put in us to do.
Amen.
But as I was thinking about this, I was studying this and got to looking at it. You know, in verse 2 it says, in this we groan. Amen. Our whole body, our being, the house He's talking about, amen, is not the mansions on high. The house He's talking about is that body that we're living in, this tabernacle that one day, hey, we'll have to put off, amen, and trade for a new tabernacle if we've been born again. Hey, Paul says in this chapter here, he says, we're groaning, waiting for that day to be clothed upon with that new body. Amen. Because in this body we have trouble, we have strife. Hey, we have stress of all kinds. Hey, Paul says, I'm ready to be to take it on upon this mortal body and to be clothed with immortality. Amen. In 1 Corinthians over there, he had already addressed them about the resurrection. Chapter 15, he talked about how this corruption must put on incorruption.
Amen.
One of these days, we're going to have to take flight. Amen. And leave this old body behind, this old shell behind.
Yeah.
And be able to receive that bright reward of a new body.
Yeah.
Hey, a new home for us to live in. That new body that awaits us one day after a while. We'll be like Him. We'll see Him. And we'll be like He is. Amen. Jesus came out of the tomb. He didn't have that old same sinful body He had. Amen. It said He had a glorified body. Amen. Hey, didn't have to worry about death ever again touching his body. Hey, when we graduate from this life to the next, hey, if we've been born again, death has no power over the saint of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, has no power to separate friends and loved ones. Hey, one day after a while, seems like this year, hey, since it started, I've seen more death in my own family than I have in a long time. Hey, every week you're having to go to the funeral home for somebody else that's died and left this world to meet the Lord. Hey, one of these days, after a while, will there be no more death? Amen.
Amen.
Hey, the sting of death has already been taken care of for the saint of God. The Bible talks about how in us putting on immortality, hey, and leaving this old mortal body behind, that saying will be fulfilled. Oh, grave, where's thy oh, death, where's thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? One day, after a while,
amen,
we're going to put on immortality.
Amen.
Amen. And this old stress we have to go through in this life. Hey, our bodies, ourselves, our spirit just groans. Hey, man, to be able to go to be with the Lord and be where there's no trouble. Hey, no more sorrow, no more pain or sickness, no more having to deal. Hey, with the evil that's coming on in this world today. Bible says, because the love of many's waxed cold. Hey, man, iniquity's abounding. Hey, man, we talk about people being beheaded. Hey, talk about all kinds of riots in the streets and governments being overthrown. Hey, man, that ain't no new thing. Hey, man, they had to deal with that back in the Old Testament, back in the New Testament. Hey, the Bible goes so far as to say that there's nothing new under the sun. But, hey, man, this is new to us. We've never experienced this stuff before. But I tell you what, the Bible talks about how it's time and high time. We wake out of sleep because now is our salvation nearer than we first believed.
Amen.
Watch and pray, Jesus told His disciples.
Right. Yes.
Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Amen. Jesus knew what it meant to be tempted. And He knew how to combat temptation. He said the best way is just to watch and pray. Hey, be in touch with your Father in heaven. Be in touch. Hey, with the one that can deliver you out of that. He's one of the most powerful prayers. We call it the Lord's Prayer, but really it's mine and your prayer. He said, you need to pray this way. Hey, give us this day our daily bread. Deliver us from temptation. Amen. Hey, it talks about all these different things and deliver us from evil and keep us from these things.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. One of the ways that we can combat temptation is prayer.
Amen.
But he says in verse 2, "In this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven." That's that glorified body. Amen. That's that body that feels no pain, no stress, no worry. All is joy. Amen. Peace. Amen. The fruits of the Spirit will be in that body, I believe, for all eternity.
Yes.
Amen. It talks about, "If so being clothed, we shall not be found naked." Hey, for we're in this tabernacle. We that are here in this flesh, in this body, groan. Amen. Why? Because we're being burdened. Amen. Notice that. Paul knew what it meant to be burdened. We talked about David a while ago. How he went through all kinds of problems and stress, and he wrote it down. Hey, man, Paul went through a lot of that stuff too. Hey, if we go a little further here, in I think it's 2 Corinthians, maybe 1 Corinthians. Hey, but he talks about around chapter 12, I think it is, where he talks about how he had a thorn in the flesh. Hey, that he besought the Lord for 3 times. Amen. Thrice he besought the Lord. He said, "Lord, hey, I've got this issue in my flesh. I've got this problem. Hey, and I need you to take it away from me." Jesus told him, he said, "My grace is sufficient." Amen. Because he said, Paul said, "You know what? I'm going to glory in that weakness."
Amen.
Hey, because when I'm weak, then God can be strong. Hey, if I was on a mountaintop all the time, like Brother David said earlier, hey, if I was on a mountaintop all the time, I wouldn't need God.
Right, right.
Because I'd be all high and I'd be enjoying myself, be living it up, wouldn't have no problems in the world.
Amen.
Amen, but it's those valleys that brings out the character, brings
Amen.
Out the need for God.
Amen.
We get in valleys and we say, "God, I need you. God, this body groans and I'm awaiting for that eternal life." Amen, while we're in this body, we have to deal with the things and the pressure of this life. We know that we're burdened, we have to deal with that. Paul goes on to say here, we're groaning in this tabernacle because we're burdened, not that we'd be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now notice this. "Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God." In other words, God made us to be immortal, to live with him. But because of the fall of man, we have to deal with this flesh every day.
Amen.
God made us for this. That's what he wants for us. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. He sent his son that everybody that believes in him would have everlasting life. For we see all throughout the Bible that God, yes, he has to bring his hand of justice down. Hey, because if he had let any old thing that walked and talked into heaven, hey, then it wouldn't be a perfect place.
No, it wouldn't.
Amen. Bible says that as we're going down here, it said, "He that wrought the selfsame thing is God, who hath given us the earnest of the Spirit." Now, I'm going to get on that in just a minute. Notice this in verse 6. "Therefore, we are always confident," notice this, "knowing that whilst we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor that whether being present or absent, we may be accepted of him." Yes, we know that we're going through this body of corruption and death and fleshly enmity and burdens and all these things that we go through, temptations. But we know also that God has a place prepared for us. He has a new body, a new life prepared for us. Hey, and we're going to live while we're at home in the body, amen, or whether we're in immortality, hey, because that way we can live and be accepted of him. Hey, there's an old song that says, "I'm a winner either way." See, it's hey, if I go and leave this world, or if I stay, God is still on the throne, and he's still in control, and I'm a winner either way. Paul is what he's saying here. Hey, we're still a winner here in this body, even though we're having
Amen.
To deal with
yeah.
things. Boy, I tell you what, I'm like Brother David. I hate the flesh with a passion. Hey, God gave that to me one day, revealed to me that my problem, hey, man, was the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what, the flesh is a tricky thing. Amen, it is a wily and sly thing. And if you let it, amen, it'll sneak in and trip you up. And it'll be like you forgot everything the Lord taught you about overcoming and crucifying the flesh. Amen, that thing wants to rise up like an old weed. Hey, and try to take control of your life. Hey, and you'll say things you don't mean to say. And you'll do things you don't mean to do. Hey, and before you know it, you're down on your knees saying, "God, forgive me because I didn't have control over the flesh."
Amen, yeah.
Paul had a problem with the flesh. Amen. Romans 7 tells us all about Paul's problems with the flesh. I'll just read a few verses here. He said, the good that I would do, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do instead. And then, I tell you what, search yourself and see if this don't sound familiar. He said, now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
Amen.
I find then a law, and he says, a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. And this is a universal law. It's kind of like the law of sowing and reaping. God set it and put it in place, and it's a law. It's, you just expect it. We hear about gravity. When you jump off a building, you're going to fall unless you got some kind of parachute or something. You're going to fall and splat the ground. That's a law. You can't change that. We see here that Paul says this is a universal law. Well, every time I do good, the devil and evil is present with
Amen.
Me.
Yeah.
He don't want me to do good. Hey, the devil don't want me to get up here this morning and preach this to you because, hey man, I'm revealing his tactics, his strategies.
Amen.
Amen. You go to battle, you don't want somebody revealing your plan of action to the enemy. Amen. Me and you are the devil's enemy just as much as he is our enemy. And you can best believe, like Brother David said, he's here in the congregation today.
Amen.
Amen. He might be trying to distract you with if you left the stove on at home or, amen, what are you going to have for lunch? What are you going to have for supper?
Amen.
Amen. How are you going to afford this next week's bill? What are you going to do about the power being off at home? Hey, the devil has all kinds of tactics.
Amen.
He'll use this old flesh
right.
to make it happen.
Yep.
Paul said, I find a law. When I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, that man that's inside, that soul that longs and groans to be clothed with immortality. But I see another law in my members. That's my flesh. He says, it's warring against the law of my mind. Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now that tells me one thing. It tells me is that the Spirit is stronger than our flesh.
Amen.
But if we don't allow the Spirit to take over, then we're walking in the flesh, walking in the lust. He said, amen, don't walk in the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what it said in Galatians chapter 5. He said, it's warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin which is in my members. And I tell you what, I feel this more and more every day, seems like. Verse 24 of Romans 7, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But then he goes on and ends the chapter. He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind, with my heart, my spirit, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Amen. It's the flesh that takes over. It's not what I want to do. In my heart, I'm a Christian. I'm born again. I want to serve the Lord. Amen. But the flesh just gets in the way a lot of times.
Amen.
But notice what he said there in 2 Corinthians we talked about. He said one of the key things here. He said the one that wrought the self-same thing for us in verse 5, that thing, that, in other words, he wants us to be clothed with immortality. The one that wrought this for us has also given us the earnest of the Spirit. You know what's going to overcome the flesh? The Spirit. Amen. It's the Spirit of God that's able to overcome the flesh. Amen. It's the Spirit of God that gives us strength to overcome stress and worry and fear. Amen. He said, he's given us the earnest of the Spirit. That earnest, he talks about also in Romans chapter 8. He also talks about that groaning in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit chapter, if you will. Hey, Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. Hey, 1 Corinthians 13 is the love chapter. Hey, but the Spirit chapter is Romans chapter 8. He talks about how the Spirit works with us and how we're to be spiritually minded. It's life and peace.
Amen.
But if we're in the flesh, if we're in the carnal mind, it's death. He says, the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why did he yet hope for? He's the same thing he's talking about over there when he says we walk by faith, not by sight. Ephesians over there talks about, amen. He says, you trusted after you heard the word of the gospel, the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. That word earnest is another word for promise. Another word, amen, I like the way one person said, he talked about that's the down payment. The Holy Spirit is the down payment that God is going to come again one day after a while to receive us unto Himself. In John chapter 14, He tells us, let not your heart be troubled. Tells us, I've got to go away, but there's going to be a Comforter coming.
Amen.
I like the fact that He gave him the word, the Comforter. Amen. He put a capital C. He says that's His name is the Comforter. His function, His purpose is to comfort those that are afflicted, those that are stressed, those that are about to pull their hair out because of everything in the world that's going on. A lot of times, we seem to get our mind on the world, just like old Peter did, and when the waves were all around him, and guess what? We start to sink. We forget how to swim. Amen. I bet Peter knew how to swim. He's a fisherman.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd be on them waters if he didn't know how to swim. They didn't have life preservers back then, as far as I know. They may have. I don't think they did, though. I believe Peter knew how to swim. But you get out in a big old storm, and that's a different story.
Amen.
Waves are crashing on you, and the water's getting high, and there's all kinds of stuff you can't see in front of your face. But Jesus was there in the middle of the storm. Amen. We got to remember, when we're in the middle of a storm, Jesus is there.
Amen.
Amen. He's the light that shines. Amen. If you just go toward wherever the light is, amen, you'll be helped by the Lord and the Spirit. God gave us that Spirit. He says He's a Comforter. He's going to come. Hey, and He'll teach you everything that I've said so that you won't forget. It's right here in the Word, but the Bible says also that the Spirit teacheth us, and we don't need that any man should teach us, but the same anointing teaches us of all things. Amen. It's that earnest of the Spirit that God has given to us. Hey, that tells us God is coming back one day. Hey, and we are going to put on immortality one day. We're going to put on a new body. He talks about the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. If you be in Him, it'll also quicken your mortal bodies. That Spirit in us is what's going to lift us one day after a while. It's the one that's got the power. I don't have any power after I go to the grave and laying in the ground. I don't have any power like Jesus. Hey, to raise myself up from the dead. Hey, it's the Spirit that He brings down and puts in that grave. Hey, that lifts me up out of the grave one day after a while. And that same Spirit dwells in every believer today. Think of the power that we have as Christians. Hey, that a lot of times we let the world say, we let the devil say, you know what, the flesh is stronger than you. Hey, this old world, is with all its problems, is just always going to be there and you'll never overcome it. Hey, man, the Bible tells us, yes, there is a law that says, hey, when I would do good, evil is present with me. But God also says, Paul later, he says, hey, overcome evil with good.
Amen.
Overcome the flesh with the Spirit. God's given us a weapon for everything the devil throws at us. He's given us a shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the devil. Hey, man, when David went out on the battlefield, the armor that God, that Saul wanted to put on him, hey, just wasn't fit right. Why is that? Because it was something that was of man. Amen. God, He gave him a sling and five smooth stones. And He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And that got the job done.
Amen.
It was God's tools that got the job done.
Amen.
Hey, I love this chapter. Begin to read on that. Begin to think, you know, yes, we're in the bondage of this flesh. Hey, we're burdened down and we're low to the ground because of this flesh. Hey, but that earnest of the Spirit is what gives us strength and gives us the ability, hey, to still live through all the torments and toils in this world and say, God has given me a down payment and told me through His Spirit that one day after a while He's going to come and redeem this old body unto Himself one day after a while. We forget that, Brother David. A lot of times we forget that. We let the world and what ISIS is doing, what the Taliban over here is doing, what the government's doing, what our neighbor's doing. Amen. We don't have our eyes on the Lord. Hey, he told Peter, and I think it was the last part of John. After Peter come back to the fold, he said, Peter, do you love me? And he said, yea, Lord, I love you. Well, feed my lambs. A few minutes later, he asked him again, Peter, do you love me? Do you really love me? Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love you. Feed my sheep.
Yeah.
He asked him a third time. I believe he asked him three times because he denied him three times. I believe he had to get forgiveness for every one of them. He asked him a third time. He said, Peter, do you love me? Just point blank, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. I love you. I'll feed my sheep. And he asked Jesus. John was laying on his bosom, if I remember correctly. He said, Lord, what's this man going to do? He said, if he tarry till I come back, what's that to you? Follow thou me. Amen. In other words, your job is to follow me. Your job is not what so-and-so is doing. Hey, because you can't get so-and-so into heaven, you can't answer for them, they can't answer for you. When it comes down to the end of the line, where the rubber meets the road, we're all responsible for ourselves and our own walk with the Lord. Preacher can't get you to heaven, amen.
Amen.
Preacher can't get you to have a good week this week. Hey, it's what you do with what the preacher preaches and what the Word, thus saith the Word of God, how you apply it in your own life. It's going to make or break your week this week. Hey, me and Brian, if we have this revival, it's going to be what me and Brian is, our walk with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We can't expect the church to revive us, and really, they can't expect us to revive them. We're just doing our best. Hey, I don't know. I'm doing my best right now myself to get revived now.
Amen.
Hey, man, you don't start revival the week of. You got to start it way back, as far back as you can.
Yeah.
Amen. So that when revival comes, you can be ready for it. And who knows,
Amen.
They may be raising the roof in that place. So just like they did, they had a good revival when Jesus was in the house. The roof was raised and they let down a man that was sick of the palsy and he was healed. You don't know what can happen if you just obey the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
But I trust that this has been a help and been a blessing to you. I know it has me. Amen. If you just take the Sunday school, amen, what he had talked about in the Sunday school, how David, I tell you what, had all kinds of problems. But look where he always ended up. He always went to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and he always said, wait on the Lord and he'll renew your strength. And there's a place in the Bible, I was trying to look it up a while ago, couldn't find it, where it talks about they that wait on the Lord will be strong and do exploits. Mm-hmm. Amen. It talks about if anybody's in darkness and can't see the light, I think it was in Isaiah 50, he said, let him stay upon his God. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Amen.
We need to have that kind of faith in the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that no matter if he slays our brother Lazarus, hey, we're going to trust in the Lord. That's right.
Amen.
Hey, if he takes everything we've got, like he did Job, we need to trust in the Lord because he's got a purpose. Amen. He's got a plan that neither me and you can understand in all this world. Hey, whatever comes our way, whatever happens, hey, you better stay upon your God because he's the only one. Hey, that's going to be here when the world's on fire. Hey, man, at the end of time, he said, everything's going to pass away. Hey, but my word will not pass away. Amen. He talks in John over there. He talks about how they that love the Lord will endure forever. Amen. And if you love the Lord today, and you trust in him, then you're on your way to that glorified body. You're on your way to that city that he's promised us. Hey, will there be no more pain, no more tears, no more sickness, no more having to say goodbye to loved ones? Hey, man, who's left this world due to cancer? Hey, no more having to say goodbye to loved ones who's left this world. Hey, due to car accidents and motor accidents. Hey, there'll be no more death. He's not allowed in that place. He'll be in the lake of fire. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Won't be able to cross the threshold of heaven. Don't you want to go to that place? Don't you want to be there, hey, man, with all the saints who has overcome this world because Christ has come and overcome it and paved the way for us to do the same? Hey, I invite you, if you would, let's all stand. If somebody's got a need in their heart today, this altar is open and it's waiting for you. God is waiting to fulfill all your needs according to His riches and glory. Brother David's going to play a little bit of music. And if you got a need, you're welcome to come. We won't tarry long, but the Spirit is here and He bids you come, if you would.